This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 229 for Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is taking a tumble on Tuesday, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils and a weaker Canadian dollar. Hours after being sworn in, United States President Donald Trump suggested 25% tariffs on imported Canadian goods starting February 1st. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down, while Malaysian palm oil is higher. Crude oil is down nearly $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar is down more than one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The March canola contract is down $13.30 per ton at $618.60. In the U.S., corn is steady, while soybeans and wheat are in positive territory. In addition to Canada, Trump floated the idea of 25% tariffs on imported Mexican goods, including corn as well. After reports of declining corn crop conditions in Argentina due to drought, rains fell over growing areas over the weekend. However, the Rosario Grain Exchange doesn't think they will be enough to reverse drought damage. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier slashed his Argentine corn production estimate by 1 million tons at 48 million, while Brazil stayed the same at 125 million. In Brazil, safrinha corn planting in the center-south region was only 0.3% of expected area as of Thursday, the slowest pace since 2021. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.84. Drought has also affected Argentina's soybean crop, the Rosario Grain Exchange said on Monday. It expects production in that country to fall short of its previous estimate of 53.5 million tons. However, it did not give a revised projection. Cordonnier also cut his estimate for Argentine soybean production by 1 million tons at 51 million, while keeping Brazil steady at 170 million. In Brazil, heavy rains have also slowed the country's soybean harvest, with only 1.7% of planted area finished as of Thursday, also the slowest pace since 2021. The March soybean contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.49. Concerns over the recent cold snap in the central U.S. have given a boost to prices. However, the lows of minus 20 degrees Celsius reported in winter wheat growing areas may not be enough to cause winter kill. The U.S. Midwest will see some relief from the colder temperatures starting today, and temperatures in late January are forecast to be higher than normal in most of the Midwest and U.S. plains. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.52. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is also up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.94. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.